Hello and welcome to another edition of the Arb Life Podcast. Today I traveled down to Cumberland Valley Tree Service down in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, to one of their in-house safety trainings and got some hands-on experience in training for aerial rescue, certain safety procedures, and how it applies to the crew and to keeping a safe work environment. I have to say I was incredibly impressed with Cumberland Valley's culture of safety and just the way everyone carried themselves in a work atmosphere and in a learning atmosphere. It was really incredible. But I had spoke with Aaron Feather at the Pendel Shade Tree Symposium, and he had told me about how the company gets together for 3 days, does some new employee training, and talks about certain issues as it applies to the job site, whether it be setting up a job site safely, and then in the event that there does need to be an aerial rescue, what sort of protocols need to be enacted and what sort of processes need to be in place in order for that to happen. It was interesting because some people in the group had been with the company for a long time, 10 years or longer, and then there was also some people that were new hires, so there was all sorts of different levels of experience, both as it applies to being with the company and then as applies to being involved with the industry as a whole. So you had a really really vast array of experience levels, and I think that really makes for a great learning process, because throughout the day it was very collaborative and open-ended. Aaron Feather was leading the discussions and sort of carrying on the conversation between what he was presenting, the issues that he was presenting, and how everyone responded to those things. So it was a very open-ended environment, and you can tell that Aaron is has a very great relationship with his crew members. He has a lot of respect from those guys, and I think that you know, they have a lot of respect for him. There's just a great mutual respect shared amongst the crew. And that's really, again, makes for a wonderful learning environment. You know, Aaron had mentioned in his talk at the Pendel Symposium about how important it is to document training sessions and get these sort of things on paper. So if you're a company and you're out there and you have an opportunity to take a day and talk about safety as it applies to individuals and how it applies to property and any residents on the property and how to properly set up a work zone. Talk about these things. Talk about aerial rescue. Talk about emergency protocol. What happens if someone gets hurt? What are the steps to follow in order to make the situation as efficient as possible in dealing with an emergency? These sorts of plans should be in effect. Everyone that's working should know what to do in the event of an emergency and how to proceed through that process. And so I think a day spent doing that, if you are removed from production or if you're dipping into the profit a little bit in order to carry out a quality training day, I think it's well worth the investment. From what I saw today, both what it does on a cultural level, at what it does as far as knowledge and continuing education is concerned, and then also what it does for the level of safety that's going to be experienced amongst the crew is just an incredible experience, and I would suggest that if anyone ever have the opportunity to take advantage of that and utilize a day for strictly training purposes, do that, make that investment, document it, because that will go a long way in as far as what type of image that you create for your business as an arborist. Just kind of threw this together on my ride home. Have a long 3-hour drive back home. So if you have an opportunity, sign up for an email subscription on the website, www.thearblife.com. Follow us on Instagram, and really appreciate all the support. If you have an opportunity, get over to the e-commerce shop, buy a tank top. Summer's coming. Thank you so much.